Aloha, and yawis kena kakwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gaino. It's the Seneca word for music or song. And I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Welcome to today's unofficial International Women's Day celebration. And I do say unofficial because it wasn't necessarily planned that way. However, on Gwenyo Chochento and Gi, deke nonyo newanontawisas, hait gwa jawaon, on Gwenyo de yeti nonyo newanontawisas chika kwego, hate wanisage, hate wasondage. I want to first start by giving thanks for the women, and perhaps we can honor women every day and every night. And you're going to listen to a lot of women who rock today. My featured artist is Bebe Buckskin. She's currently in Calgary, Alberta, but she's making some big moves in 2022. She recorded her first album at a legendary studio. I'm going to let her tell you all about it. And so at this time, let's get right into the music. From Bebe's Captain Medicine, it's the opening track, Alley Cat, today on Gaino.
Life of love, immortalized.
Alley Cat from BB Buckskins, Captain Medicine, released back in the fall of 2021. You're listening to Gyno. I'm excited for today's conversation. If you're just now tuning in, well, of course, BB is my featured artist today. And first things first, Nyawe Scano, BB, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful, sunny day here in Calgary. Feeling pretty good, feeling healthy, feeling well. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, people don't usually ask me that. I was kind of taken a little by surprise. I think it's kind of a given.
You should. It's important. I hope you're well.
I kind of cocked my head sideways. I was like, well, geez, you know, that's nice. No, I'm doing well.
I'm interviewing you now.
Absolutely. Hey, let's do that. Because, you know, today's episode, as I was mentioning to you, is a little bit of an impromptu Women's Day special. It's an unofficial one, if you will, because as we were kind of talking about, I think by nature, a lot of Indigenous music, especially with the strong matriarchal themes, already are empowering, and this is something that we celebrate quite regularly here. But with that being said, I feel like I got to apologize to Mickey Free because we talked a few weeks back, and I got to bump him back another week now. But I'm kind of thinking, you know, Mickey would be the kind of guy, and he was super cool and down to earth. I think he would be like, you know what? Absolutely, ladies first. So.
You know, he's awesome. I love Mickey, by the way. He's a buddy of mine.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. No, and it is. It really is a small world, especially when we're talking about Indigenous artists. So we have a lot to talk about today. First and foremost, before our show's up, we're here to talk about Captain Medicine. I'm going to fawn over this for a little bit, and I know that I'm not supposed to sound like I'm selling anything, so I got to do this in a little bit of a tactful way, you know what I mean? But what a great collection of tunes. I want to talk about where you recorded at and all that kind of stuff first, but let's rewind and let's discuss a little bit of your musical upbringing, if you will. Please, BB, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm originally from Northern Alberta, Treaty 8 territory, from the Tall Cree tribe, Tall Cree Nation, and I'm also Métis. I grew up on the Métis settlement as well. And I had a strong, strong musical upbringing. My grandpa played fiddle, he sang, played guitar. My mom was a gospel singer. She also, you know, toured all over Canada, playing her music at folk festivals, and she recorded a few albums back in the day. And so I sort of, you know, was born into it, I would say. I was born into, you know, where, you know, Métis tradition of music where it's, you know, heavy fiddle and guitar and a lot of jigging.
Which means something completely different where I'm at, by the way. I just got to point that out right now. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, it's okay. So, you know, I grew up listening to that kind of music, a lot of classic country. You know, my grandpa would send his vinyl records at their house, and he'd play, you know, Johnny Cash, Elvis, a lot of Elvis, the Platters. So he kind of dabbled in I guess, like the soulful R&B stuff as well. So I grew up with those golden, you know, I guess the classic country, classic soul, classic R&B, and I think that definitely influenced my music today. You know, it does pull from, you know, those veins of the classic sound.
Most definitely. You know, when one takes a look at your website, it says in your biography, naturally bluesy, nostalgically rock and roll, and undoubtedly soulful. Her sound is a fresh amalgamation of vintage genres. Now, BB, it's one thing to say that. It's another thing to be it, and you're it. You know, I listen to Captain Medicine, and I'm like, yeah, you know, right there, yeah, that's correct, yeah. I all those hit the check mark, and you can really hear this love of a distinct kind of sound coming through in your work.
I'm glad that came across. That's you know, what I was going for, so that's good.
When did you start recording?
Not till, like, my mid-20s is when I first recorded my first EP. And I was super green going into the studio. I had no idea what I was doing, you know, up until that point. Like I've always played music, but mostly just, you know, in coffee shops or busking on the street, or at family gatherings, things like that. I wasn't, well-versed in, you know, studio lingo or anything like that. So I went in super green, and I just kind of, I was bit by the bug as you know, right after I recorded my first EP and started hitting the studio as much as I could. And, you know, I've really grown to love it a lot. And I'm actually looking into the producing side of things now, which is awesome. So,
I'm super excited. I think you have a certain kind of ear, and you can't fake that ear, you know. And you mentioned growing up. This has been your world ever since before you can remember, you know. And, mm-hmm. I'm excited to get back into the tunes. Let's come back and talk specifically about the creation of Captain Medicine. I've been wanting to tease this. You recorded it at a very special place. And I think, you know, there is a magic within the walls of certain studios and things like that. I just got done watching Rick Rubin's Shangri-La on Showtime. And, mm-hmm. you know, the studio that he operates out there is similarly kind of has this mystique about it, like where you recorded at. And mm-hmm. so we'll come back, talk particulars. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Keep me on track here, BB. You know, you're the interviewer, remember?
Right. I got a captain this ship here.
Absolutely. All right. So I do want to get a couple of your recommendations on before our time is up as well. So if you don't mind, who are you listening to these days? Who should we shine a spotlight on?
Definitely Misha and the Spanx. They're also based here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. They're like a punk rock, gritty, guitar and drums, just, you know, like guttural kind of vocals. Nice. that just like hit you right in the right in the heart, right in the guts. Really cool sound. Jay Lee Wolf, he's an amazing Indigenous Canadian pop artist. Very, very talented musician as Absolutely. Well. And Shawnee Kish, he's a powerhouse soul singer, pop soul. Shawnee and Jay Lee were recently nominated for Juno Awards.
Huge honor.
They're heavy hitters in the scene here for sure.
Yeah, that sounds like some good females that rock to get on during our impromptu and unofficial Women's Day celebration. So Shawnee Kish's Got It Bad is going to be winding down this block. I also got to get my good friend Shelly Morning's song. But kicking things off, the reason why we're here in the first place, we're talking BB Buckskin. Asaranoden right now. You got to sing along with this one. It's Swamp Shuffle today on Gyno.
Feel and I see it all. And when the dust falls upon weary eyes, the road
My name's Niv Kish, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
reasons why I should walk away. You looking at me, girl, what can I say? I've got it bad. I've got it bad. Think I'm in trouble, trouble is my fun. I chase the heart here, maybe too much. I've got it bad.
Somebody say